Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Following the recent death of a person in Newbold related to controlled substances, the Oneida County Sheriff's Department has issued a warning to the public about fentanyl being mixed with other drugs. Captain Terry Hook says fentanyl has been added to cocaine and heroin in the region. On the department's Facebook page, they warn the public about a spike in drug overdoses in the region. The warning said, unlike regulated medications, there's no guarantee that the drug is what you think it is and what the strength is. The warning continues by saying if you find drugs or paraphernalia, to leave it alone and have law enforcement dispose of it. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid pain reliever approved for treating severe pain, typically advanced cancer pain. It is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. Sentencing has been set for November 21st for the Wausau woman convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and a drug overdose death. 31-year-old Ashley Zarkowitz entered a no-contest plea Wednesday to the charge. She had been accused of providing the drugs, which caused the death of a 24-year-old man. Zarkowitz is being held in the Marathon County Jail until her sentencing. Wisconsin's new VA secretary is challenging an audit of the King Veterans Home in Waupaca. The Legislative Audit Bureau released a new paper on 90 complaints about the home, resulting in 22 violations. Secretary Mary Kohler says the report is based on old numbers and old complaints. Kohler says the VA is working to improve the care offered at the home. Only one of the 90 complaints was for substandard care. And Brown County supervisors are worried about the annual cost of operating a juvenile detention facility if it's built in that county. A cost of $43 million has been suggested. The center will be the new home for some of the inmates from Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes in Lincoln County when they close in 2021. Dane, Racine, and Milwaukee counties are also in the running for some of the $80 million in grant money being set aside. Brown County projects the operating costs at a little over $7 million a year. And the last fling of summer is this weekend, and experts are predicting jam-packed main roadways. The Department of Transportation and the State Patrol are asking Labor Day holiday travelers to think safety. Peak travel periods are expected between noon and 8 p.m. on Friday and during the same time frame on Labor Day. State Trooper Tracy Drager says while work zones will be shut down for the weekend, motorists are advised to slow down.
Over the weekend, most road construction work is being put on hold for the holiday. We are opening as many lanes as possible to accommodate traffic. Still, it's very important to be prepared for traffic to slow down or stop as you travel through work zones and along many travel corridors.
The DOT says in this region, Vilas County, US 51, and the town of Arborvitae will be reduced to one lane in each direction between Wisconsin 47 and Wisconsin 70 East. Motorists should anticipate reduced speeds in the work area. In Lincoln County, Wisconsin 86 over the Wisconsin River in Tomahawk is reduced to one lane with the use of temporary signals, and Wisconsin 17 north of Merrill at the Hay Meadow Creek is reduced to one lane with the use of temporary signals. The DOT work on the roundabout on Rhinelander's west side continues with some traffic using the roundabout. The weather forecast for the afternoon, our rain that we had this morning should be out of the area by now, and temperatures will be right around 70 degrees and sunny skies returning this afternoon. It should be windy as well with gusts from the northwest up to 26 miles an hour. Tonight clear, low around 42. Friday sunny, high near 67. Friday night mostly clear, low 42. Then Saturday partly sunny with a high near 70. Sunday sunny, high 71. And Labor Day partly sunny, high near 74. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.